Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
Since the announcement was made that the AFF was planning a national shutdown, there has been an air of anxiety that has prevailed, I think, the lives of almost every law-abiding citizen in our country. I think the statements made yesterday by AFF leader Julius Malema, apart from being irresponsible, is a clear indication of how low he would stoop. Because in listening to his response to why the EFF decided to take this type of action, he speaks about service delivery issues and poor administration and the removal of the state president. And then somewhere in that response of his, tries to weave in the community of Phoenix. And for me, it is very clear that his indication there is directed at people of Indian origin, particularly.
With that said then, Jonathan, what does it say about the intentions of this protest action? Because listening to the briefing by the EFF leader, he only mentioned the community of Phoenix calling for protesters to protect themselves against this particular community.
So it's clear that Julius Malema and his EFF have only one agenda, and that is to spark violence and create tensions. And those tensions obviously will erupt around race. And therefore, as a community, whether we are Indian or any other race group in this community, we must guard against playing into the hands of these type of politicians who want to play the race card and put one community against the other. It's clear that his intention here is to spark violence and to sort of give credence to the remarks he made sometime in 2021 about the community of Phoenix being violent and anti-black. Now, that anti-black sentiment is unfounded to the hilt. And if he intends on using his national shutdown to intimidate just one community, it shows that he is far greater a lunatic than we give him credit for.
Speaking of intentions, Jonathan, as a member of the IFP, as an opposition party, what are the intentions of your party now to hold Malema responsible for his remarks?
So the statement was made yesterday, and I'm sure that the leadership, the senior leadership of the party, are exploring the different options available to them in terms of the type of statements he made and how it impacts on the safety of particular communities. Be that as it may, you know, our constitution and our country allows for protests and demonstrations, provided they all remain within the ambits of the law. What we have done as the IFP in Phoenix is that we've engaged with the SAPS here to ascertain from them whether they have sufficient human and other resources to circumvent any possible criminal activity, whether it's looting or violence or any type of criminality in this community. And we also urged private security companies to partner with the SAPS. And I say that very cautiously, because in previous instances, security companies have come on board to assist the community, actually took a knock from government. And therefore, we encourage private security companies to work in unison with the SAPS. And we encourage community policing forums and patrol groups to also be vigilant. But we want to implore these individuals to desist from any type of vigilantism, to ensure that every type of action we take is within the ambit of the law and we uphold the rule of law in our country.
Given the recent history, given how volatile South Africa can be as a society, how reckless is it for a politician or any individual to make such comments?
Well, you see, Julius Malema is one of those politicians who's known for making U-turns. And it is no secret that he will chew his words in a few days from now. But he's the type of politician that tries to play on the emotions of people and preys on the disadvantages and the inequality that has prevailed our country, even in a democratic era. And it's unfortunate that there are those who will support his call and interest, and that will come at the detriment of a great deal of others who were equally disenfranchised and disadvantaged in the apartheid regime, but will never be acknowledged for their contributions for as long as Julius Malema has anything to do with it.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.